Fellowship Church, Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. I don't know if you picked up the May devotional guide, but we're finished up Proverbs. Now we jumped into Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 4, 1 through 9. And so the nation of Israel, a group of the Israelites, have come back to rebuild the wall that's been destroyed. And they're going to face some opposition. And so it's been kind of neat just to kind of read and look at what is going to be said, and then how is the nation of Israel going to respond to the people that make the accusations, the ones that are kind of going to make fun of them. You know, like if you look in verse 2, and he said in the presence of his brothers and the armies of Samaria, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore it for themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they finish up in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish and burn once at that? Told with Amri, who was beside him, and he said, yes, what are they building? If a fox goes up on it, it will break down their stone walls. So pretty harsh criticism, obviously coming from people that persecuted the Jews, want the Jews to be eliminated. And so they're laughing at him. And also because the nation of Israel didn't walk in obedience, now their home, their temple, their wall has been destroyed. And so it's kind of a mockery of, well, look how great Israel was. Now look where they are. But what I think is interesting is verse 4. Hear, O God, for we are despised. Turn back their taunts on their own heads and give them up to be plundered in a land where they are captive. So instead of them responding or having a meeting and say, okay, how do we want to respond to this? They just go straight to God. Hear, O God, straight to God. We need to pray to you. If you finish up our section, so it's Nehemiah 4, 1 through 9. If you finish it up, verses 8 and 9, and they all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause confusion in it. And we prayed to our God and set a guard as protection against them day and night. So plan is, again, we don't want the nation of Israel to rebuild their wall. They don't deserve that land. So we're gonna come against them. The leadership, the people, and we prayed to our God and set a guard as protection against them day and night. So interesting to me as I read this, and we prayed to God, and we communicated with God, how quick they were in their desperation to say, you know what, we can't do this. We're not going to be able to rebuild this wall. There are people that are going to come against us. We can do what we know we can do. We can pray and we can set a guard. We can ask for God to protect us, and we can put the people in the right places to help provide protection. And that's what they did. And they began to build, and the wall got halfway up, and the wall's going to get, will be finished. But this wall will not be finished without more opposition, more struggles. And it's going to be neat. Obviously, we're not, you know, if we just pick it up on Fridays, next week we're going to be in Nehemiah chapter 8, but we're going to get a chance to see, okay, in the midst of the struggle, how do we respond? Prayer. Go back to our Father and say, listen, we need help here. And so as you start Friday, or you ending Friday, there is opposition. There are things that are overwhelming. Will you pray about it? Will you ask for help? Will you trust your God? Will you say, Jesus, I'm here, and I'm overwhelmed today, and life is hard, but I know you're with me. And I know you have a plan and a purpose. So I want to keep my eyes fixed on you for this plan, for this purpose, for direction, for guidance, for encouragement, for strength, for wisdom. Thank you, Father, so much for your word. So as we sit here today and we read, and there's things that are going on around us, may we be a family that prays. May we be a family that runs to you and says, okay, here's our needs, here's our concerns, here's our burdens. And so may prayer be a priority Daniel Henderson, may prayer be our first response, not our last resort. So thank you, Jesus, for a new day and the opportunity to seek your face, to process your words in front of us. And so may, as Daniel Henderson would say, may prayer be our first response, not our last resort. When there is obstacles, when there are struggles, when there are burdens, that we would come and run to you and ask you for help. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to do that today. May we do it well. For your glory, Jesus, your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.